Okay, you come at this time, you mount the horn. Thank God, you're here, glad.
Thank you, Pastor. It's a blessing to be back in the service tonight. We're glad to see you that are here. And I do covet your prayers for a few moments, that the Lord would help us and speak to us and through us tonight. And I know that when he does that, if we'll respond to him and hear him, then we can be helped, we can be strengthened, we can be fed, we can be encouraged. I'm interested in one verse tonight that you'll find, if you've got a Bible with you, in Psalm 78, and it's verse number 19. The book of Psalms, chapter 78, verse number 19, and the whole psalm, I guess, could be read together and probably should be read together, but I wanted to emphasize this verse here and try to preach from it. At least that's my text verse, and maybe we'll talk about some of the other verses in the chapter. But I wanted to focus in on this one tonight because that's what I want to preach on, as if the Lord would help us tonight. Psalms chapter 78, verse number 19. When you find your place, if you're physically able, I'd invite you to stand with us. And of course, by standing, we're simply honoring and reverencing the reading of God's precious word. Then we'll have prayer after we read this verse. And I again appreciate you praying for us and need your prayers. And I want to thank you in advance for praying for us tonight. Psalm chapter 78, verse number 19, the Bible reads like this. Yea, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you for the privilege to pray tonight. I thank you for the day and the night that you've given us. And the week, Lord, I thank you for it. I thank you for the blessings of life. I thank you for the temporal blessings. You said, having food and raiment, they would be content. You blessed us far beyond that. I'm grateful tonight. Thank you for your spiritual blessings. Thank you for saving me, putting me in the family of God, calling me to preach. Thank you for this open door. Thank you for the church and the pastor here and these that have come from other places. Thank you for the word of God tonight that you have preserved under this generation. Thank you for the portion how you've directed my heart to tonight. I thank you, Lord, for what you burn in my heart. And let my mind think on and my spirit dwell on. Now I pray you help me, God, not to deliver that burden you placed on my heart. And help me to speak of those words, Lord, that you burn in my soul. And oh, God, I pray for a few moments that you'd have mercy on me and upon this dear people. And hide me in the cross and let me loose out of myself and where I'm at. And immerse my mind and heart and spirit in the Word of God and in your will and ways. And Lord, use us tonight for your honor and for your glory. I pray for strength on our body, on our voice tonight. I pray for that spiritual strength in the inward man that I got to have in order to preach. And may the message go forth in the power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. I may it find lodging in our lives. I convict sinners of the need of you and bring them to that place of repentance and faith. I stir up the saints. Oh God, revive us again. Give us refreshing and renewing. Oh God, encourage and discourage, strengthen the weak. And oh God, above everything, get glory to your name. And what you're pleased to do in and through and for us, we'll thank and praise you. For I ask everything I ask in Jesus' lovely name. Amen and amen. Thank you so kindly for standing tonight while we read the Word of God and then prayed it together. Well, the Bible said here in Psalm 78, the psalmist here, and not David here in this psalm, but the psalmist is saying to us that the children of Israel spake against God, or they questioned God, and here's what they said: can God furnish a table in the wilderness? They said, can God? Here's a group of people, my friend, that have watched God in the last few days and weeks and months and years of their life do great miracles, my friend, on their behalf. But yet here they are in the wilderness, and they're questioning that God and saying, can God? Amen.
I think that sometimes when we look at these dear people, of course we see the beginning, the middle, the end. We see all around them, and we're not living where they were. But sometimes I think that we say if we were living and had seen what they saw and experienced what they experienced, surely we would not be like them in saying, can God. But I have to admit tonight, and I hope that you'll be honest tonight, that in this new covenant of grace, my God, that God has brought us into, and my friend, this faith of God's elect that He has placed in our heart tonight, that sometimes I find myself, my friend, weak in faith, my friend, because of my journey, because of my surroundings, or because of my circumstance, and I too sometimes say, as the children of Israel, can God? Can God? Now here are the children of Israel. They're in the wilderness. The wilderness journey took them from the land of Egypt to the land of Canaan, or at least Kadesh Barnea, and it took them 2 years to make that wilderness. The Bible calls the wilderness that great and terrible wilderness. And the Bible said that, my friend, that God put them in this wilderness to prove them, to see if they would keep His law or His commandments or not. Amen. Oh, hear me, friend. I believe that it is a type, a God of the Christian life. Oh, it literally and naturally happened to them and physically happened to them, but it is a type, a God of our life when God brings us out of Egypt and carries us to Canaan. Not up from earth to heaven, but from the state of sin to the place of an abundant life, or a victor's walk, or an overcoming life. Anybody listening to the preacher tonight? And so here they were in the wilderness. Oh, God is testing, and God is trying them. What God is wanting to do is not to kill them. God's not wanting to destroy them, but God is wanting to refine their faith and to purify their faith and make them come forth as gold. God is wanting to develop their faith in the wilderness so when they get to Canaan, they know how to fight giants and overcome. Amen. When we go through difficulties, when we face dark hours, when we face discouragement, despair, depression, oh, hear me, friend, God is not out to kill us. He's simply developing our faith. Amen. Exercising our faith. You see, friend, if you never exercise your muscles, then you lose them. Amen. And if faith is never exercised, that is, if you don't have to believe God, amen, or trust Him, then your faith becomes weak and stagnant. Amen. And so here they are up there in the wilderness. And oh, verse 18 said, they tempted God in their heart. And then they speak against God. And by the way, whatever's in your heart is going to come out somewhere.
That's right.
The Bible said, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Amen. God help us. Well, hear me, friend. And a fella or a lady can camouflage and pretend a long time, but if you stay around them long enough, what's inside of them will come to the outside. Amen. And so here's the children of Israel. God help them. Imagine the first part of the 18 verses tells us what God or some of the things that God did for them in the land of Egypt. How God judged the idol gods. How God, my friend, parted the Red Sea. see how God led them by a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day. And the Bible said he clave the rock and gave them drink. Amen. Oh, yes. And the next verse is after chapter, verse 19. It said he rained manna from heaven. He said he gave them corn from heaven. He said, man, I did eat angels' food. Amen. And here's a group of people that was out in the midst of a wilderness. That could not sustain them. 2.5 to 3 million Jews out in the middle of nowhere. And they did have cattle and sheep, but they could not sustain them on their journey. But right out in the midst of a desolate place, in the wilderness, in the desert, God sent them water to drink, and God sent them food. Amen. Are y'all hearing me? Hey, God. But they got out in that wilderness and got hungry and thirsty, and they said, can God? Amen.
Yeah.
Now, it's not just the fact that they questioned him. They did have unbelief. Amen. And by the way, that's what hinders me and you tonight, is unbelief. Somebody said, can you be a believer and still have unbelief? You bet it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, God, you can be a believer tonight and yet be beset by unbelief. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Hebrew believers and kept reminding them, my friend, about the fact they needed to hold fast the confidence of their faith unto the end.
Amen.
So what are you saying, preacher? Are we going to hold on? And, hey, God, hey, holding in there, that's not what he's talking about. He's not dealing with salvation in Hebrews. He's dealing with service. He's dealing with being mature as a Christian. Y'all hearing me tonight? He's dealing, hey, God, with growing up into the knowledge and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's talking about finishing the course that every Christian needs to finish. Y'all hear me tonight? Here's the sad thing. There'll be a lot of folks that God will save out of Egypt that'll die in the wilderness. That's not God's intention, and that's not God's will. God saves everybody out of Egypt to take them to Canaan. But many folks have died of grumbling in the wilderness. And as Brother Cook used to say, they'll die the mully grubs. I got in the wilderness because of their unbelief tonight. Paul told the Hebrew believers, he said, lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset you. Amen.
Right.
Every weight, there's more than one weight. But there's just one sin. Lay aside every weight and the sin. Amen. It is a particular sin. It wasn't many sins. It is one. And the sin he's talking about is unbelief. Because he just finished up Hebrews chapter 11. Hallelujah. And said, seeing your compassion by so great a cloud of witnesses, lay aside that unbelief.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Quit saying, can God? Hallelujah. That's what come out of him. But it was more than that. God help us tonight. Oh, but they said, can God? I furnish a in their footsteps or do what they did. Amen. Thank God. But God killed them the same day that they sinned. But this sin of speaking against God carried a penalty. Amen. But they didn't die that day.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
But I tell you what happened. Rottenness got in their bone. Amen. And a plague got in their body. Hey. And it took some of them 38 years, but they all died. And look, are y'all hearing me tonight? God help us. And hear me tonight when you start going down that road of speaking against God and saying, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Amen. You're headed for the spiritual cemetery tonight. You're headed for the spiritual graveyard tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody said God kept blessing them. He did. He waxed their shoes. He greased their breeches. And their shoes and clothes did wear out for 38 years, but they never had any victory, and they wandered around in circles, and they never possessed the land. And then God told them they could possess, all because they got to this place in their life that they said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Is anybody listening to the preacher tonight? Amen. Now let me say, first of all, they questioned his power. Amen. They questioned his power. Why would they? Had they not seen it? Had they not watched God bring all those plagues on the Egyptians? Had they not watched God as he parted the Red Sea and they walked over on dry ground and he covered it back up and drowned Pharaoh and his whole army? Had they not seen the power of God when Moses smote the rock and the water, the Bible said, gushed out? Yeah, hallelujah. Amen. Took me a long time to get that, brother. I'm slow. I admit, I'm from Alabama tonight. Amen. But I thought a little trickle of water, a little stream of water. But I tell you, here's 2.5 to 3 million Jews that hadn't had nothing to drink. And plus they got that mixed multitude. And then they got their cattle, their herds. Amen. This don't take some water.
Hallelujah.
And there's not any. Woo! Until Moses smites of a flinty rock. And when he does, it didn't just trickle out. It wasn't just a stream. And it came rolling out. It gushed out. And the Bible said there was rivers in the desert. Woo! And they drunk of that water. And it fed their thirst. And they got hungry. And God put that cloud over the camp. And the next morning when the dew lay on the camp, and before the sun rose, there was that little white thing, that little coriander seed, that little bread from heaven that their fathers had never eaten of, and they'd never eaten of in Canaan. But it was special. Thank God, baked. Woo! It was a special recipe for them in the wilderness. And they said, what is it? That's what manna means. What is it? Hey, it was angel's food. God demonstrated his power. And yet, when they got hungry and thirsty, instead of remembering his power, they forgot his works. They forgot his power. And they said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? And so they questioned his power. Amen. Hallelujah. May I say this? Hallelujah. Our power, amen, it's never great anyhow, but what little physical strength we have comes and goes with age, with sickness and physical disabilities. Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Amen. Are y'all hearing me? I remind you tonight, hallelujah, that what ability, what power, what strength you do have, the Lord lets you have it anyhow.
Amen.
I think tonight of that young boy
in the state of Alabama tonight that at the age of 19 flexed his muscles and told his mama, amen. But she said, if you don't quit living like this, God's going to stop you. And he flexed his muscles in her face and in the face of God and said, let him step up and do it. And he did. Yeah. God stepped up. And when he dove off and gone of a cliff into the water, he hit his head and it paralyzed him. And though he's, thank God, a well built for a 21-year-old man, and tonight he don't have that physical strength anymore. It's gone. Y'all hearing me tonight? Things affect our physical strength, our power, what we can do, what we can achieve, what we can accomplish. Are y'all hearing me tonight? You may have a sound mind and not have one at all by in the morning. You may have great strength and not have nothing in the morning. I tell you, I'm a God they're having to deal with. I'm a God that got them out of Egypt and across the Red Sea was the same God that they were marching and living under. And they ought not have questioned his power. Woo! If he got it yesterday, he can do it today. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, they said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? They questioned his power. Second of all, they questioned his providence. God led them through the wilderness. God led them this way specifically. And God hadn't forgot about them. He rained down the manna. He gave them water to drink. And that was his providence. That is what he provided for them. That's what he did for them. Hallelujah. But you know what that crowd said? Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? And then they went on the next verse. And it talks about him bringing that water gushing out of the rock. And that manna falling from heaven. That water coming out of the rock. And they said, the God that done that, can't he give us bread also? Can he give us flesh? In other words, what they were saying were, we're not satisfied with the water from the rock. We're not satisfied with manna.
Okay, brother. You're right.
What we want is a table in the wilderness.
Yeah.
If God can send water out of a rock and send manna out of a cloud, why can't God set us down to a full buffet? That's what they're saying. A table in the wilderness. That's what we had in Egypt, was a table full of dances and delights. Hey, full of all that Egyptian food. The flesh pots we remember. Amen. Oh, yeah. Hey, God. And they said, can God? They questioned. They tempted him. They spoke against him and said, why don't he, if he can bring water out of the rock, if he can bring manna out of the cloud, why don't he just go ahead and set us up a table and let us eat from it? Are y'all hearing me? They questioned his providence. Amen. I will say something to you tonight and listen to this preacher. God knows our frame. He remembers that we are but dust. And he knows it's natural for a man or a woman to become hungry and thirsty. I'm not just talking about literal, I'm talking about spiritual as well. Amen. And God never rebuked them when they got thirsty and said, we're thirsty. God never rebuked them when they got hungry and said, we're hungry. And God won't you either tonight. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Woo! God will not resist you when you come to him. And God wanting more glory of God, wanting more power of God, wanting more of the presence of God. great miracle of His power and manifestation of His power, and also an example of His providence or His watch care over them. Woo! Hallelujah. He's clothing and feeding and taking care of the 3 million people out in the midst of the wilderness. And there's not one person out there, nor one thing that can feed them or help them. It's all up to God. And in His providence, He's pouring out the water and giving them the manna. Hallelujah. And they're not satisfied with that. They want a table. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, can I preach at you just a minute? I'll preach to you in just a minute. What are you satisfied with tonight? Are you satisfied with the providence of God? Woo! Hallelujah. Or have you been saying to God, can God, can He give me a table? Hey, God, He's given me water and manna, but I'm not satisfied with that. What's already done is thank God for the manna and the water. And remember, there's three at least. And it wasn't in bondage eating at the flesh pots. And not only that, the manna and the water in the wilderness wasn't going to last forever. That's headed to a better land, flowing with milk and honey. So just eat the manna and drink the water and thank God and don't question Him.
Good.
God doesn't mind us questioning Him when we're hungry and thirsty. But God does mind us being unhappy with what He's provided for us. Paul said in Hebrews 13 to the Hebrew believer, having food and raiment, therewith be content. That's what he said. I don't know about you, I got more than food and raiment tonight. Hallelujah. And I appreciate what God has blessed me with tonight. Woo! Somebody said, why ain't you got more, preacher? Because God can't trust me with no more. Amen. Hallelujah. And God gives you and me what He can trust us with. Hey, hallelujah. Woo! Could He trust us with more? We probably have more tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to tell you what we do have has caused us to get arrogant and pride-filled. Amen. And instead of being thankful, it's just made us want a table. Amen. Give us a buffet. Give us a table in the wilderness. That's what they're saying. And they question His providence. Woo! Hey, hear me, friend. Wherever you're out on the journey, if you're in the middle of the wilderness tonight and the trip's a little rough, but God is seeing to you and providing for you and clothing you and feeding you and getting you water, quit saying, can God, and say, thank God, and march on tonight towards Canaan's fair land. Amen. They question His power. They question His providence. They question His promise. What was the promise of God? I'll get you out of Egypt. I'll bring you into the land of promise. I'll bring you in to the land of Canaan. That is God's promise. You know that's God's promise for every believer tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's brought us out to bring us in. He's brought us out of sin, not just takes us to heaven. That's a byproduct. Somebody said, you mean I'm not saved from hell just to go to heaven? No, that's just the case. But ain't God saved you here? Put you right in, right there.
You're right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But He's come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He's come, hallelujah, to display His grace in these earthen vessels. Are y'all hearing me tonight? He's let us have this treasure in earthen. Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Yeah.
Woo! And He's come to accomplish what Christ accomplished. Oh, the first Adam fell, the last Adam accomplished. Thank God. And through Him, we can please the Father and walk alive. Thank God, acceptable to Him and be an overcomer and a victor and have abundant life while we're here. And show forth the Son of God as we go through this world. That's what He's left us here for. Amen. To apprehend what we've been apprehended of and to apprehend what God wants us to apprehend is the fullness of the stature of a man in Christ. I believe that's right, don't y'all?
Yes, sir.
So they questioned His promise. And His promise was, I'm going to get you out of Egypt and bring you into Canaan. Hallelujah. Have you questioned his promise? They kept saying, then better if we died in Egypt to die out here. Well, God didn't bring him out there to die.
Right.
And he didn't bring you out here to die.
Amen.
And God didn't save you and let you die on this spiritual journey, but to get you where he wants you. And God, in the place he has intended for you to be. And God, while you're here, and eventually heaven. Amen. And God, but his intention and his providence and his power. And God, and his promise is not to let you die in the wilderness, but to get you into Canaan.
Hallelujah.
So I have no reason tonight to sit on the bench and say, can God?
That's right.
Hallelujah. Can God? Amen. Oh, no. But that's what they said. And they limited the Holy One of Israel. They provoked him. Amen. They forsook. Oh, y'all listen to me tonight. Why did he keep dealing with them? Because he's long in mercy.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all hear me tonight. Amen. And he that's begun a good work in you will perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. God help us. And I want to obtain the prize. I want to win the prize. Anybody want to win the prize tonight?
Hey, brother.
Amen. But I said, I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. That's all there is to it. Oh, no. There's a course to run. There's a fight to fight. Hey, God. Yes, sir. There's a prize to win. There's a crown for us. And you've got to be faithful and go on with God.
Hallelujah.
Woo! And he's not left us to ourselves, but the God that brought us out of Egypt has said, I'll provide for you. And it's a promise that Canaan's out there. Just keep going.
Amen.
Sometimes when we get in a dry place and we get thirsty and we get weary of the journey, we're not careful. We'll tempt God in our heart. Amen. And we'll say as they did, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? God could have furnished whatever you wanted in the wilderness. But his providence said the man is enough. His providence said the water is enough. His providence said, hey God, the quails are... Are y'all hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I found out a long time ago there's a lot of difference between my wants and my needs. Y'all never did say, I'll provide all you want, but did say, provide all your needs. I like that, don't you? Here they are stumbling because of unbelief. Amen. Faith and unbelief are opposites. Amen. Hallelujah. It's possible to have faith and be unfaithful. It's possible to believe and have unbelief. Now let me say this. I've not been an unbeliever one day since I believed. But there has been times I've had unbelief.
Sure.
Does that make any sense to anybody?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Bless his name. So faith and unbelief are opposite. But let me say this. What faith does is faith begins with God and then reasons from God to the difficulties. Unbelief begins with the difficulties and then reasons towards God from the difficulties. Are y'all hearing me? And when you start looking at the difficulties before you look at God, you'll always say, can God? Because the difficulties always look greater than God is. But when you look at God and then look at the difficulties, woo, you'll never say, can God?
Hallelujah.
Anybody listening to me tonight? Now let me say this. The eyes of faith are covered by the living God. And when you have eyes of faith, you can't see the difficulties. Hallelujah. But eyes of unbelief are covered with the difficulties and they can't see God. All they can see is the difficulties. And so you get to saying, can God? Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I'll tell you what this group of people would have done. After he sent them flies and them frogs, and turned that water to blood, and all them 10 judgments he passed on the Egyptians, and then, thank God, after they put the blood on the doorpost, and he just passed right over them, and then brought them out by a high hand at midnight, and not even a dog moved his tongue when they walked out, and wouldn't even a dog barked at them when they come out of Egypt after midnight that night. a miracle in itself. And then God brought them to the Red Sea. There's no way across. And just set that wind and parted it, and they walked right across. And then closed it back up and drowned Pharaoh. And here come the water running like a river. Here come the manna. Ain't God feeding their hungry souls? And the water filling their thirsty souls and their bodies. Are y'all hearing me? And they ought to never say it. Can God? They ought to be looking back at His power and His promises. Ain't God in His providence? And not saying, can God? But they ought to be saying, God can! God can! God can! Woo! You and I that are saved tonight, regardless of what we face, since we've been saved. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible said, my God, oh, whoa, if He delivered Him up for us all, that is, if God gave Christ for us, shall He not also with Him freely give us all things? Woo! You think God saved you, called you to preach, God put you in the church, God set you on this spiritual journey just to quit on you, just to renege on His promises, and just to quit being as powerful as you used to be, or as providential as He's always been in your life. No! Quit saying, can God tonight, and say, God can! Hallelujah! Amen! Woo! Bless His name. Hallelujah. Oh my. In the New Testament, y'all remember, it's Mark chapter 9. Y'all remember that man that's got a son that's a demoniac. Amen. He's been that way since his birth. And oftentimes the fathers had to pull him out of the fire. And out of the water. And he brings him to the disciples while Jesus is on the Mount of Transfiguration. The disciples can't cast that devil out of him. Jesus comes back off the Mount and he says, bring him to me. Hallelujah. And he asked him how long he's had this, and he said, since a child. And he said, if thou canst do anything, have mercy, have compassion on us, and help us. And Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. He said, in other words, don't ask me if I can. I can. It's not a question if I can or not. It's a question of whether you can. Woo! Woo! I want to say tonight, whatever your circumstance, whatever your struggle, whatever your dryness and interest tonight, it's not a question if God can tonight. Whether you can or not, if you can believe it, if you've got the faith of a grain of a mustard seed, you can say to the mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and it shall be done unto thee. Now these fellas on television and radio talk about faith and having faith and full of faith and all that kind of. How much faith you got to have? Jesus said a grain of a mustard, that ain't much. Woo! Bless His name. Oh, thank God. It's also in Mark's Gospel chapter 2. Thank God. The leper said, if thou will, thou canst make me clean. He didn't say if you can. He said if you will. If you want to. Christ said I want to. I will. Oh, tonight. It's not wrong to say if you will. Thank God you can. But it's wrong to say if you can. Will you? Hallelujah. Woo! We ought to say if you will, you can, and not say if you can. Hallelujah. I will you, amen. Quit saying can God tonight, and say God can. Look at His power. Look at His providence. Look at His promises tonight. Yes, sir. It'll make you say God can. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh my. We're not serving a can God tonight. We're serving a God that can. Let me run through this. I'm through tonight. God can. God can create a universe out of nothing. Woo! Can God? Hey, I don't have to worry about that. He done has. In the beginning. Woo! God created the heaven and the earth. Are y'all listening to me tonight? It ain't a question of can God. God can. And he did. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank God. He was in the beginning, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank God he made it all. Thank God he laid the mud seals of this world. He made man. He breathed in the nostrils. In his nostrils the breath of life. God's hand tonight. Amen. God's hand tonight. Not only God created the earth, God can make a whole woman. Thank God that's done past her childbearing years have a son in hell.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. She lasts her life. And she said, can God? And God said, I'll get to life's life. I can. Hallelujah. And 9 months later, a woman whose womb was done dried up and barren child. Hallelujah. She had a son. Not just a baby, but a son. A promise. Woo! Hallelujah. God had promised it 25 years before. Somebody fulfilled it 25 years later. Woo! Somebody said, if God don't do it the next few minutes, the next few hours, next few weeks, next few years, it can't be done. God can. Hallelujah. Woo! If you'd have been here, our brother had not died. Yeah, God could. But I'll tell you something else. God can. But he raised it out of the cemetery. God can tonight. Woo! Amen. I'm going to tell you, God done something greater than taking a woman's womb that was already right up and letting her have a son. Hallelujah. God took a virgin's womb. I'm about a man. Hallelujah. Let her, thank God, have a son. Yeah, listen to me tonight. Woo! Can God? Oh, God can tonight. Hallelujah. And can I say, God can? Woo! Take the sin of the whole world. Down his life. And he said, I have power to lay it down. And God did lay it down. No man takes my life, but I lay it down freely. He laid it down that day. Hallelujah. Because God could. Amen. But I tell you something else God can do. After 3 days and 3 nights, he took his life up again. Because God can. Man couldn't, but God could. I have power to lay it down. And I have power to take it again. And God can. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to say to you tonight, if you're here in this congregation in a center tonight, God can.
Yes, he can, brother.
Woo! Hallelujah. Well, what's my problem, preacher? It ain't because God can God. Oh, no. It's not a question of what he can or not. He can.
Sure he can.
I tell you what Paul said. This is a faithful saying. And worthy of all acceptation.
Yeah.
That Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. And he said, if you want to know, I ain't not about sinners. You're looking at the chief.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. And he said, God saved the chief. And if God saved the chief, he won't have no problem getting the rest of the tribe.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
And if God saved Saul of Tarsus, woo! Yeah. God can save you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. You'll pray, God can, God can. Hallelujah. That's right. Amen. God took a man that lied by the name of Abraham and made him the father of many nations. Because God can. Abraham couldn't, but God could. God took a man that murdered, a murderer by the name of Moses, and used him to bring deliverance to the children of Israel. Is anybody listening to me? Tonight, God took a good day. church you need to quit doing tonight. Sinner, you need to quit saying, can God, and come to Him and say, God can.
That's right.
Woo!
Oh, yes.
God not only can, God will. God wants to. And God's awaiting. Hallelujah. When you get to that point, you say, God, you can. And here I am, a candidate. The work's done. It's just that quick. I do believe that's right, don't y'all? Woo! Hallelujah. You don't have to convince him tonight. Hallelujah. If you've met the gospel, turn to repentance and I'll say, God, you can. Hallelujah. Mama. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth will kiss tonight and you'll be right in the middle. Hallelujah. And your sins will be gone. Are y'all hearing me? Woo! Somebody said, I don't understand it all. You don't have to understand it all. You know you're a sinner and he's a savior. And if you're a sinner, come to him as a savior and he'll save you. And he'll save you. God can. I preach this little church. I still preach this little church. I've been preaching this little church over 20 years down in Alabama. And I preach revivals there. I preached every night of the week there. Sometime during my ministry. And now I go every other first Sunday of the month. What we call a standing appointment. That is, it's standing. I'm scheduled to be there the first Sunday of every other month, six times a year. Years ago, I was going to this church and this young lady in that church. She's coming to altar and she's praying. She said, she'd just pray and pray. Go back and never get satisfied. And we preached to her and prayed for her. She just said, what's she doing, preacher? She's saying, can God.
Yeah.
But one day her pastor was preaching, and he got to preaching on that donkey. You remember that donkey the Bible talks about? That foal that nobody ever sat on, and Jesus sent his disciples after, and they got it, and they put their clothes on him, and he sat on it. Nobody ever rode him, and that donkey didn't do nothing. It just rode him right down off the Mount of Olives and right across the Kidron Valley and up to Jerusalem into the gate called Beautiful, and they got to spreading palm branches and saying, Hosanna, blessed is he to come in the name of the Lord. And that preacher got preaching on God can tame the donkey, or God tamed the donkey. And something leaped up in that girl's heart, and she got to screaming, if God can tame the donkey, God can tame me. Woo! She got saying, God can. She'd been saying all the time, can God. But that morning she got saying, God can. Now, I don't know if my theology is right or not. I think it's right. If it's not right, you preachers and pastor, you straighten me out tonight after the service, and then before everybody gets away, I'll holler down and say, I have my theology wrong. Hallelujah. But Paul said to the church at Rome, this is the word of faith which we preach.
Right.
And it's now even in thy mouth and in thy heart, the word of faith. Hallelujah. What happened that night? What's that word?
Yes.
Thank God became a word of faith in her heart.
Yes.
Didn't just become the Word. Didn't just become Jesus riding on a donkey. It became the Word of faith that said, if Jesus can tame the donkey, he can tame me. You know what he did? He tamed her. He saved her that night. She got in, bless his name. And she's married now and got two children and still are going to church and are singing and are testifying all because God can tonight. And he can for you.
Hallelujah.
He can for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Sinner, God can. Child of God in the wilderness tonight. And facing darkness and death and dryness and deadness that you've never faced before. I want to say to you, don't say can God. But look back at His power. Look now at His providence. Rejoice in His mercies now. Hallelujah. Say, look what he's done right now. It may not be everything I want, but thank God it's more than I need.
Right.
And then look to his promise. I'm taking into Canaan. And based on that, start hollering, God can.
Yes, sir.
Instead of can God.
Amen.
Everybody stand, please.
We give an invitation tonight. You need to come and use the altar. The altar is open to you. You're here tonight, a member of this church. You're visiting from some other church tonight, and you're saved. But you've been in the wilderness, and you've been a questioning, you've been attempting God, or you've been saying, can God, why don't you take another look tonight at His power, His providence, and His promises, and say, God can.
Yes.
If you're a sinner in our congregation tonight, and the Lord has spoke to you, why don't you realize tonight, and quit going to and trying to see if God can, and say, God, you can. Can God, and say, God, you can.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'd lean on Him heavily tonight. I'd trust in Him and I'd say, God, if I go down, I'm going down believing and trusting that You're going to do for me what I can't do for myself. And you just watch what God will do.
Yeah.
You get to that point of desperation and say, God, if I go down, I'm going down trusting You. You watch and see if God will let you go down. I tell you what God will do. God will do the work.
That's exactly right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
What will He do the work when you quit saying, can God? And say, God can.
Amen.
And believe it.
Yes.
He'll do the work.
Hallelujah.
Really, theologically, He won't do it. It's done. Just waiting on you to take it by faith. Play, sister. And oh, if you need to come tonight, you shelter. Come, sinner. Come, child of God, tonight. Quit questioning His power, His promises. He that cometh to me, all the Father giveth me shall come to me, and he that cometh to me, I shall in no wise cast out. Can God? That's what they're saying. Can God furnish a table?
Oh, yeah.
When they ought to be saying, God can.
Oh, yeah.
And we're just going to rejoice in His mercy. We're going to thank Him for His manna. We're going to thank Him for the water.
Yes,
hallelujah. We're going to thank Him for what He has sent. And look to His promise. He'll take care of us and get us safe into Canaan. God can tonight. God can. Have you heard He loves you? Oh, God can tonight. Come on, sinner. And child of God, God can tonight. God can. God can tonight.
Oh, yes.
He can work in your situation, your circumstances. He can work in your wilderness. He can work in the midst of your hunger and your thirst. In the barren and dry and parched land, God can. God can. Would you bring your cares to the Lord? Would you bring your case to the Lord?
Pray tonight. What about you? You've been living each day of your life, really saying in your heart, can God? I believe that's what the majority of people are. They say they're saved tonight. They say, can God? They look at their circumstances and their problems. They're not looking at Him tonight. They don't possess an inner victory that they could have. I tell you, God can tonight. He's moved it over and over and over again. And I believe tonight, thank God for you. If you move toward Him, thank God with that God can attitude. No telling what God might do for you tonight. And if you're here, one of the best things you can do, God moving on your heart, is just say, God, let the Lord help you tonight. Let the Lord help you tonight. Oh, my. I'm glad He can.
Hallelujah. Father, tonight as we humbly bow in thy presence, I'm glad tonight that we serve a God that can. Thankful tonight, Lord, for your promises that you've made to us. I'm glad tonight, dear Lord, that what you said you're able to fulfill. I pray for the help of God upon this church, those who visit with us tonight, those who are here without you, Lord, we might be able to see in a different light, not in that light of unbelief, but in the light of faith, that we might say from our heart, truly, God can, God can. Lord, as we leave this place in just a little while, Father, may we look at things differently. May we leave, dear Lord, with a much assurance in our heart. Lord, may we be like the leper. Say, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Help us tonight, Lord, until you're our helper. Strengthen us, Lord, for this journey. Continue to work in hearts. Help this church. Thy will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to thank each one of you for coming tonight. Thank the man of God for preaching in our hearts this evening. Thank God for this message. I'll tell you something. God can. May God help us to get a hold of that truth. If we get a hold of that truth like we need to get a hold of it, it'll change how we think about God. Amen. It'll change how we come to the house of God. It'll change how we read the Word of God. It'll change everything about us. I believe that with all of my heart. I'm glad he can. I appreciate him tonight, and I love him. As we leave tonight, I hope you'll take a few minutes in fellowship. Hope you'll get by and see the man of God. Thank you for preaching to your heart. Remember service tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We'll look forward to seeing you here. You come be with us. And remember, thank God, he can. He can. You're at liberty. God bless you. Thank you for being here.